My task is to introduce some basic things about the oil and gas lease, talk about a few of the more important clauses to the lessee. You'll be hearing from other speakers about other clauses. Tom Daly will talk about various savings clauses. Monica Ehrman will be here to talk about the royalty clause. Keith Hall will talk about implied covenants. Carol Martin will talk about pooling, not just the pooling clause of the lease, but a little more broadly than that. Where does this oil and gas lease come from? Well, most landowners do not drill their own oil and gas well. They have no expertise, and they oftentimes have no money, to kind of borrow a phrase from the cattle ranching industry of Texas. They maybe have all hat and no capital, okay, to drill a well. So they have to essentially find someone who will do so for them. They could, I guess, enter into some kind of a service contract to hire somebody to drill a well, but again, they don't have money. They don't have the expertise to direct the operation. So the tradition has it that you go out and get an oil and gas lease. And this dates way back to the early wells in Titusville, Pennsylvania. Colonel Drake, when he drilled his famous 59-foot well that brought in the oil and gas boom in Pennsylvania.